In bizarre and historic scenes playing out in the US today, if you're not across it, you'll find this really interesting. The Congress failing to elect a new speaker, and the speaker there, and I'll talk to TJ O'Hara about it in just a moment, a little bit like our Prime Minister. Today marked the first day of a new Congress after recent elections saw the Republican Party take control of the House, whilst the Democrats still control the Senate. Well, the Republican Kevin McCarthy was expected to be elected Speaker of the House, but some rebel right-wing members of the party, a minority, have moved to block him gaining the necessary numbers. So the last time I saw it earlier this morning was that there was still no Speaker of the House in the United States. So that led to McCarthy losing three ballots and no speaker being elected. Here's how America's ABC News described the unfolding situation.
The House Speaker race still up in the air as GOP infighting sinks McCarthy on the first three ballots now. The last time the vote for a new speaker went past the first ballot was 100 years ago in 1923. The losses here clearly amplifying how Republican infighting between moderates and hardliners will definitely complicate the GOP's majority in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. More on this, we're joined by our friend TJ O'Hara, former independent presidential candidate in the United States, and these days the noted strategic consultant, author, and speaker. Bizarre stuff, TJ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg.
What's going on? Maybe explain first what's going on and the importance of what's going on, significance.
Well, a little tongue-in-cheek, I think our major parties just want to entertain the world with their political shenanigans.
They're doing it.
Like the joke. It's like the joke when somebody says, you think that's crazy? Hold my beer.
You know? You got it, yeah.
The unfortunate thing is the speaker is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives and second in line for the presidency after the VP. So you would think they would take that more seriously. The problem is, over time, it's morphed into a partisan position as opposed to a nonpartisan role it plays in Westminster-style legislations. And each representative gets to cast a vote, and the first person to receive a majority of the votes is elected speaker. But you've got a group of 19, which later in the day on the third ballot grew to 20, who are positioning for political power. In effect, they're trying to hold the vote as a hostage. And the party members split on the first three ballots, and so they adjourned, and they'll come back tomorrow and try and do it again. In the meantime, what those members are going to be doing, part of it is relative to actual platform-type positions. They're infighting over a more conservative approach than McCarthy has suggested that he would take. But the real key is the power. I think they're fighting in the back rooms, and will be doing so all night long, for who gets to chair committees, who gets to sit on committees. It's a divvying of power. Power translates into money. Money translates into re-election. And I think that's what's really going on.
I guess it doesn't really augur well for the next few years of the Republican-controlled House, though, does it, given that you didn't have the majority, or the Republicans didn't get the majority they had planned on, and if they've got this rump of 5 or 6 or now 12 or 13 who are hard to corral, what do you think?
Actually, they got it up to 20 today.
Wow.
And they split between four people on the first ballot, I believe it was. And then they narrowed that down. The next two, they all voted for Jim Jordan, representative from Ohio. What's interesting, Jim Jordan on the second ballot to try and pull the party together actually nominated Kevin McCarthy. And then he literally begged his party to do the right thing and put Kevin McCarthy in place, because until they do that, until they behave as adults, the members of the 118th Congress can't be sworn in. So they're all in elect status, but they aren't officially sitting. When they don't sit, the House can't set rules to govern itself. It can't consider legislation. It can't create committee assignments. And that's really that tipping point that I think that they're trying to leverage. The House can't really pledge to do any of the things they said in the elections. They're talking about investigations and so forth when they take over the committee to create more of a inspection of what's been transpiring on the Democratic side, which obviously the Democrats didn't push through. So they can't do any of that. And even the staff, I believe it's the 13th of January, if this isn't resolved by the 13th, the staff can't even be paid. So it's a mess right now.
So the staff, amongst others, are a bit up in arms. And I can imagine the American citizens, particularly those who voted the Republicans, wanting them to go in there and act like adults, wouldn't be too impressed with what's happening now. So who wins in the end? Does McCarthy win one way or another?
I think McCarthy probably wins. It's a small minority. I think what transpires in the back rooms and what he consents to do in return for votes, they call it here whipping the votes. He's going to whip the votes, and I think he'll end up becoming the next speaker. But it's an ugly stain on the way the Republicans have moved in to take the majority.
Your country is endlessly fascinating. We'll talk again Friday afternoon, TJ. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
TJ O'Hara.